The delegation returned yesterday on Sunday. They did not meet Riek Machar, but they exchanged letters, and they also met the Vice President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa.
Yes, and you said they exchanged letters. Can we know what was exchanged?
Well, they wrote two letters to Riek Machar, and Riek Machar replied to one of them on the dialogue.
Yes, we heard that from those letters. One of his conditions is that the peace implementation has to take place first before he fully participate in this national dialogue.
It was, yeah.
Yes, and why were the team not able to meet him?
Well, I don't know why they could not meet, but of course Riek was saying for the dialogue to go on well, the peace agreement which he signed with the government should come first.
And is this not is this a step down from the national dialogue process? Is it one of the stumbling blocks that, as a steering committee, you're seeing?
It's not a stumbling block because even in the dialogue, there's been calls for full implementation of the peace agreement. So it's not a setback. It is actually part of the dialogue itself, because the people the dialogue has actually been involving the peace agreement. I mean, the agreement for the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan is one of those issues where members have stressed that this agreement should be implemented.
Yes, another team went to other countries like Khartoum. Tell us about this.
Yes, there's another delegation that has gone to Khartoum, and they will proceed to Addis Ababa, also seeking dialogue with the reports or opposition groups that are based in those countries.